Amen. Would there be one more testimony tonight in this service? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe I just kind of feel maybe there might be one more. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Reading in Matthew chapter 9, he entered into a ship and passed over, verse 1, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Whew, I feel like you, Brother Jerry. God's reaching out to somebody tonight. And I think I know what he's saying. He's saying the sweetest words ever heard. I forgive. That's what I'd like to preach on tonight. I like to preach on those that the devil's beat down because you're afflicted and oppressed. You things are not going well for you. Amen. And he calls to remembrance all your past failures when that happens. I thought I ought to tell you the sweetest words ever heard. I forgive. Praise God. You see, he always forgives all that come to him. Anywhere you can get them to him. Praise God. Drag them in. Praise God. I mean, you wouldn't believe how they got that man to Jesus. You wouldn't believe it. But you wouldn't believe the deep-dyed torment of his soul neither. You wouldn't believe something was haunting him worse than that palsy that made him shake. Amen. You wouldn't believe the dark, dark nights he cried and the dark, dark days when there was no sunshine in his soul and when his heart drug rock bottom. Amen. And he couldn't see no way out. Great God Almighty. Amen. And it looked like it was curtains. And he groaned. And he groaned in his depression. Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever felt that deep-dyed depression when it's darkness all around and you can't see no way out? And taunting demons are reminding you of past failures. Amen. And more recent mistakes, great God, are dogging your heels and dragging you down. Amen. And now there's something else in your hopeless condition. Slow death by body affliction. Palsy, paralysis is gripping your body. Your spiritual condition is not helping your physical condition any. Amen. The darkness only adds chain reaction. Darkness. Darkness is hard on the heels of darkness. And slow death and sure hell. Because if sins are not forgiven, if we can't get the faith to believe God, amen, for our soul, hell is surely waiting. Amen. So slow death and sure hell stared this man in the face. If he was young, I believe he looked old before his time. Amen. As he grown in his palsied condition, one day, four compassionate neighbors, glory to God, got together and picked him up in the four corners of a sheet, a stretcher, homemade of sorts, and said, let's get him to Jesus. Hallelujah. And across Capernaum they went to get to Jesus, praise God, carrying the palsied man. When they got to where Jesus was supposed to be, the crowd was so great, they couldn't even wedge one more person through the door, much less a sick, palsied man with sure hell and slow death staring him in the face. Amen. A tormented soul, and now the devil talks and adds insult to misery. See there? I told you there was no hope. I told you there was no use. It's curtains for you, boy. Amen. What do you do in a time like that? Amen. If you can, wrap your arms around the old rugged cross. Amen. And with your free hand, point the devil in the face and say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Though I fall, I shall arise. I'm coming out of here. Hallelujah. But if you haven't got the strength to wrap your arms around the cross and resist the devil and say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, though I fall, I shall arise. Amen. Cry, help! Just as loud as you can. Help! Somebody help me! God, help me! Brother Collins, help me! Amen. Brother Mark, help me! Amen. Brother Ray, Brother Shane, help me! Jerry, help me! Amen. Cry. Keep crying. Don't quit. Cry, help! Get on the phone. Amen. Use that talking stick. Glory to God. Dial heaven. 911. Praise God. Whoo! Help! Glory to God. Because sometimes you need help. When you get so down that you can't pray through for yourself, what do? James said, call for the elders of the church. Whoo! Get at least two if you can. Amen. I mean, if you call long enough and hard enough, get at least two if you can. If you can't, amen, just take one. Amen. Peter walked into that room in that house and, amen, down there in Joppa, praise God, and raised that sister that had done so much good for God, raised her to life again. Amen. But there's strength in numbers. So get two or three if you can. Praise God. Here four men is carrying this impotent man to Jesus. Amen. They couldn't get him there. Praise God. No way. I mean, couldn't wedge one more in the door. Amen. They were hung up in traffic almost. I mean, it was almost as bad as I-75 on Friday night on the 4th of July weekend. Amen. Heading for the Kentucky. Amen. I mean, you get down there a ways, you wish you'd have went another way. You wish you'd have went the long way around. Amen. 275 instead of taking 75 or 71. But now you're hung up in traffic and you can't get back and you can't go forward. And you can walk faster than you're moving. Amen. They was hung up in traffic, but they found their way around. Praise God, and they surveyed the situation, and they looked up. Praise God. Amen. They realized the desperate plight. And if they didn't realize it, this man realized his desperate plight. Glory to God. Amen. They said, hop up there. Amen, and we'll hand one in this sheet to you. We'll drag him up on the roof, making all kinds of racket, and dust and dirt falling through the roof. On the crowd, amen. But when you're desperate, praise God, you can't pay too much attention to little insignificant things. Amen. Some of the things that we fuss so much about will soon become insignificant. Some of the things that we vie for in the name of principle and our rights will soon become insignificant. And they do in the face of slow death and sure hell and a horrible condition to go therein. Amen. They drag him up on the roof. Amen. I mean, they're sweating. Hey, it's hot weather down there. Amen. It's always warm weather down in Capernaum. It's hardly ever cool. Amen. It's good country to have open air meetings. That's why Jesus started his ministry down there. Because he could preach the year round. Amen. God had a veritable amphitheater with the Sea of Galilee. Amen. As a sounding board. And there you can preach and your voice will carry for a long, long ways. Amen. How did Jesus preach to 5,000 men beside the women and children and them hear him? Because the place was made for it. The place was designed for it. Amen. The acoustics were perfect. Amen. God hewed out a depression in the earth 600 feet below sea level, praise God. Amen. Where the cold winds and the storms and the hurricanes of the Mediterranean Sea couldn't touch. And started open air meetings on this earth. And it's in that climate that they're sweating and dragging this palsied man up on the roof with a miserable soul, a depressed heart, a spinning head, a trembling hand. Death stared him in the face. And hell and judgment, unless something happens out of the ordinary before long. Amen. Look at them. They're tearing the roof off. My God, what desperation. But sometimes we got to get desperate, folks. Praise God. I mean, they got desperate for him. It seemed they was more desperate for him than he was for himself. Did you know the Bible said, compel them to come? Now that's strong language, folks. Compel them to come. That's the language A.T. Gillette used when he got his old friend to church and invited him to the altar. And he said, not tonight. He said, well, if you ain't going to come to the altar, you can walk home tonight. I ain't taking you home. He said, well, that's the way you feel about it. I'll go to the altar. Amen. Got saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's like, praise God, old Brother Hatfield, 30 years alive, wire, tell about preaching that camp meeting, inviting that woman to the altar, and she cussed him and called him names. And then he turned around and invited her husband to the altar, and he said, if she'll go, I'll go. And he said, as he started to walk away, did you say if she'll go, you'll go? He said, yes, sir. He said, get ready. She's going. And he grabbed that woman that had cussed him just a minute before. Amen. Told him to get away from there. Amen. Kicking and screaming and sticking her heels in the dirt and half dragging. Amen. He dragged that woman down the altar and threw her in the altar with her husband right after. And both of them prayed through. Praise God. Sometimes you got to compel them to come. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. They took him up on the roof. Praise God. And they after they get them a hole in the roof and they're looking down and people's looking up and dusting, wiping the dust out of their eyes. And why don't they respect this meeting? Why don't they respect this service? All of a sudden, right down in the midst, they're letting that sheet down with that man in it. And is that miserable creature is let down right in front of Jesus. Jesus gets right to the problem at the outset. He said what he needed to hear. He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, what sweet words. Like cold water in the Smoky Mountains. Running over the rocks. Amen. To a thirsty soul that needs a drink. Amen. I found the source of the Jordan River the last time we was in Palestine. First time I'd ever been up there. Amen. And so I walked a little further than the crowd. I went past where they was doing work and construction and getting ready to pour concrete and stuff. Amen. And I got off up there by myself with a spring comes out of the mountainside. And I've got a picture, believe it or not, of me getting a drink where the River Jordan starts. Hallelujah. Jesus' words was like a cold drink of water from the bottom of the well on the 4th of July. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. All of them, yes, thy sins be forgiven thee. And tonight, there may be somebody here that needs to hear the sweetest words ever heard. I forgive. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Listen to this. Amen. Reading over here in John chapter 8. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. John chapter 8 and verse 3, to make it short. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even into the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Amen. The old song, Neither Do I Condemn Thee, calls her a poor wanderer. Amen. I'll call her that. Her soul had wandered far away from her God. Her sin was so gross that the law demanded swift and sudden death by stoning. Amen. Death would come quickly to the poor wanderer. Pelting stones would soon take her life. Big ones. Amen. They would go for her head until she was unconscious. And with blood running from her eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, then they would take a huge stone and kick the body over and crush the chest and crush the life out of her very vitals. It'd be over shortly. Eternity would come as quickly, for eternity was staring her in the face. Quick death and quick eternity. No hope. Oh, how sad and how empty those words. Except for one thing, they threw her at the feet of Jesus. Oh, she's at the right place. I tell you, praise God, that's the place to go if you need help. That's the place to go if hopelessness and despair and guilt and fear and heartache and heartbreak and shame and nakedness and judgment is staring you in the face. What did Jesus say to this poor wanderer suddenly brought in? Amen. These words were deleted from some Bibles in ages past because some folks who are perhaps just a little holier than thou, was afraid to read it in public. Afraid it made the Lord look soft on sin. Especially such a gross sin as this. And so there are copies of Holy Writ that delete these words of Jesus. But I'm glad for your and my sake, they're here for us to read. I'm glad they're not cut out. I'm glad there's not a blank space here. I'm glad there's not empty space here. I'm glad there's not nothingness here. I'm glad that we, as we go down in the river of despair, do not come up with a blank. Amen. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, can you imagine how she felt? How she must have felt when Jesus spoke these immortal, timeless, immutable words. Neither do I condemn thee. Oh, glory to God. Sweet words to ears that never heard anything good for so long. Sweet words to one that never heard anything but the blasphemies and the curses and the insults of her accusers and those that used her and the men that came to her door and her neighbors that looked askew at her because of the horribleness of her crime against society. What sweet words would fall upon her ears. Ah, they need not have worried about deleting this from the Holy Writ. No, they shouldn't have done that. Just read it all. That's where men go astray. They don't read it all. Amen. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And because when she left that day, she left the one who would wear nail scars for her later on. She left the one whose side was riven with a crimson flow for her later on. She left the one whose feet were pierced for her later on. She left the one that day that would wear the crown of thorns for her. Amen. When he signed the check as obligador for her sins, heaven cast it and said, so be it. Praise God. Jesus said, just go and sin no more. And I want to tell you, she could do that when she had been at the feet of Jesus. She didn't have to go back into that bad business after she left the feet of Jesus. She didn't have to be captivated and enslaved by sin anymore. When she left the feet of Jesus that day, neither do I condemn thee. Hallelujah. Listen to this one. Same chapter, 34th verse. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commit a sin is the servant of sin. And he'll always take advantage of us. He'll always drag us down. He'll hog tie us with impregnable chains. Amen. And he'll tie us down. Amen. But listen to this. Praise God. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Amen. Now the son, who is the rightful heir in the house, he has a right, if he wants to set the slave free. He has a right, if he sees in that slave something that would merit, or some virtue that might merit, some possibility that might merit, amen, him being set free, he could buy his freedom because he was the son. And he abode forever. But he looked at all humanity, and he didn't see anything in us worth setting free. He didn't see any virtue, any goodness in us worth setting free. But you know what? He loved us anyhow. And he said, I'll take their place. Even though they haven't got the money, they haven't got the goodness, they haven't got the virtue, I'll take their place. And listen, he said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Let's say those last two words together. Free indeed. 1, 2, 3. Free indeed. Let's say it again. Free indeed. Praise God Almighty. I'm free indeed. Free at last. Free indeed. Not in bondage. No more. Not a slave. No more. Amen. What made me a slave? Sin did it. What set me free? The Son did it. Hallelujah. And I'm free indeed tonight. And he abideth forever. And I want you to know, Jesus told that bunch when he forgave that palsied man's sins, amen, that you might know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Who was it said a while ago that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Is that you, Randy? Praise God. He still has power to forgive sins and speak those timeless, glorious, sweetest words ever heard. Immutable words, praise God. He still has power to forgive sins, and even more power tonight since the price has been paid. You see, he forgave sins on the credit in the first part of the chapter. But in the last chapter, the price has been paid. Amen. If he could forgive sins on the credit, and such gross sins as these, then how much more can he forgive sins when the money's in the bank? The price has been paid. Hallelujah. What do you need tonight? Praise God. Write out your own ticket tonight. He's already signed it. Amen. I'd like to tell you in closing, you get another chance tonight. That woman got another chance. That palsied man got another chance at life. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, everybody gets another chance. If the Son makes you free, you got a brand new start, brother. You're free indeed. Raise your hand and praise him tonight. Amen. Praise God. Sentence suspended. Praise God. Oh, those are sweet words to a guilty soul. Amen. But he don't say suspended sentence. Amen. No. He said free. Indeed. You're free. You're a free man. You're a free woman. Amen. No suspended to it. Amen. You're justified. That means just as if you had never told a lie. Just as if you had never, amen, cussed. Just as if you had never sinned. Amen. Justified. Sentence suspended? No. He says, not guilty. Praise God. Neither do I condemn thee. I took your place. You got a brand new start. A brand new life. Father, bless these remarks. Challenge my friends tonight. Those that are under attack by the devil. Lord, that the sweetest words that he ever spoke are for us tonight. And we accept them in Jesus' name. Behalf of every soul that would seek God. Stand with us in Jesus' name. Let's come. Let's draw near to him. Let's fall at the feet of Jesus with all our heavy load. Let's kneel and let the Lord take our load tonight. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Come on. Come on, child of sorrow. Come on, child of woe. The Lord bid thee come and leave a free man with a new start, a new lease on life. Come on.
Of the page where my sins were written down, paid in full.